Once we understand how the good news of Jesus empowers real reconciliation, we can begin to learn and apply God's practical steps to peacemaking. These steps aren't difficult to discover. They're clearly taught by Jesus and others in the Bible. God explains why conflicts happen and how we should deal with them. Peacemaking comes naturally to no one. It always goes against our normal human impulses. But the more we draw on God's power, and the more we wrestle with and obey what God teaches, the more effectively we can work out disagreements with others. What is conflict? Conflict happens when you are at odds with another person over what you think, want, or do. Conflict can involve everything from small disagreements to major disputes. And it can result in not only hurt feelings, but also damaged property. Conflict begins when you don't get what you want. The conflicts you experience don't happen in a vacuum. They don't appear from nowhere. If you live in the Western world, you are most likely bombarded all day long by messages that are 100% about self. Life is all about me. My wants, my wishes, my desires, and my needs are much more important than anything you value. If you're a parent, you know that children absorb this message all day long. They hear, "I have the right to whatever I want. I have the right to have it my way. I deserve it." If this idea sinks in, the idea that I deserve whatever I want whenever I want it, I'm going to get mad when I don't get it. And if I'm not getting what I want, I might start punishing others for it. That's where conflict starts. I fight because I'm not getting what I want. James chapter 4, verses 1 through 2 points out the source of conflict when it tells us, "What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight." Christians and conflict. As Christians, we can't escape conflict. Maybe you have picked up the idea that being a good person will help you steer clear of major clashes. If you try hard to do right, then people won't disrespect or mistreat you. Or perhaps you've been taught that if you do clash with others, turning to God for help will effortlessly make everything better. Life as a Christian doesn't work that way. We can't easily escape conflict because we are all products of our own misguided desires. We are all part